This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Formal economic data suggests the U.S. economy is heating up to the point that policymakers will tap the brakes by raising interest rates three or four times this year. What happens next depends in large part on what Jerome Powell, the brand new head of the Federal Reserve, is thinking. He may be the single most important economic policy official in the country, if not the world. He's not doing one-on-one interviews with the media these days, but we figured out another way to get the views of Jay, or Jerome Powell, on the economy.
Definitely, you know, things are getting more expensive and jobs are definitely not paying what the skill set provides anymore.
That is Jerome Powell, who's 35 and works not at the Fed, but at Johns Hopkins in Baltimore. Even though he does computers, he works in IT, he's getting a lot of questions about the economy these days.
Yeah. Oh, God. So immediately when they first nominated the guy, my buddy's like tagging me that like, Jerome, didn't know he's going to work for Trump. They didn't know you're going to be like work for economists.
We also talked to Jay Powell, 41, who lives in Boone, North Carolina. He does business consulting for the video game industry.
I mean, I just don't feel from a job market perspective, we're back enough on solid ground. You know, I still have a lot of friends of mine, some highly educated, some highly talented, and they're having tough times getting jobs. To me, it's one of those I would rather have, you know, that extra money going, you know, somewhere else instead of, you know, raising interest rates.
Staying with interest rates, here's Jerome Powell in Chicago. He's a 47-year-old automotive sales manager.
People are still buying, but they are complaining at the, I guess because they're so used to seeing 1%, 2%. Now rates are going up 3 and 4%. It's a little shocker to them.
I'm still looking over my shoulder at the superheated stock market and actually even twisting around now on the stock market because some of the things that were put in place, the Dodd-Frank and all these other attempts at protections, which weren't even enough. And I think it's just leaving us vulnerable to yet another disaster.
That's San Diego Jay Powell, 72, who works on bringing solar power to low to middle income people. Meanwhile, in Nashville, Jerome Powell, 34, is a pharmacy technician. And to make ends meet, he's a part-time bartender.
Most of them do know that someone like me, they work almost 7 days a week. Without an off day, so it's no time for your kids. I couldn't handle interest rates going up any higher than what they are right now on anything. My car, don't own a house. I'm not buying a house at the moment, but if I did, I wouldn't want my interest rate to go up on that.
Wait, and here is a Jerome Powell in D.C.
So we're tasked by Congress with keeping inflation low and keeping the economy near full employment, and we have really one tool to do that. And that is by keeping short-term interest rates either higher or lower. That's what we can do.
That last voice is the guy who is now head of the Federal Reserve. That clip is from just under a year ago when Powell spoke to Marketplace when he was on the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors.